Hi, this is Chris Cordes. Today we're going to talk about many topics. And first, I wanted to talk about celebrities and their privacy. So when you become famous, your life becomes public. There's no doubt about that. You can't change that. Your life is public. There's no more privacy. Now, if you're smart enough, you can choose to make your life private as much as you can. That's by not using social media like Angelina Jolie and other celebrities. I don't use social media at all. So, people who've kept their lives really well, one example is Julia Roberts. She hardly does any interviews. She doesn't get seen by the paparazzi. And she's living a happy life because she's kept her life private. But when you go on social media and you post everything that you do all the time, it's going to magnify. It's going to make things worse. Or when you're driving your own car down Rodeo Drive or Hollywood and Highland or anywhere else, or walking to a store, of course the paparazzi is going to be after you. You can't expect to have a normal life if you're famous. It doesn't work that way. One day I saw David Beckham and his small son going to a store. It was a sports store. And there was the paparazzi. And David was shouting to the paparazzi saying, "You can't take photos of children. You can't take photos of children." Well, you knew, David, that there was going to be paparazzi everywhere. And you knew that bringing your son would putting his life in danger because his privacy is gone. So why come back out of the store and say again, "Leave my son alone, don't take photos of my son"? See, you've got to change your course. You got to change your life when you become famous. Now moving on to Twitter X. X is the new Twitter. I am very disappointed with Twitter X. The whole point of Twitter is for people to see your tweet and for it to go viral, especially if you're in the media and you want to type something and post it, the whole world can see it. That was the whole point of Twitter. And now it's ruined because you cannot see anyone's page. They made it like a private account. You have to join Twitter. Well, what if I don't want to join Twitter? Why is this? Who made that decision? It's a really bad decision. And it ruined the Twitter signature. The signature of Twitter was everything to be public so the world can see. Now it's harder for some people who don't have Twitter or who don't even want to join Twitter. The other features too that I didn't like, and some of them are the same as usual. The interface did not change that much. Well, you have now x.com or twitter.com. They both still work. And yeah, that's it. We'll be right back.